Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature the songs of Stevie Wonder for this entire hour of Motown Memories. Well, by the time Stevie was 9 years old, he had formed a duo with his best friend, John Glover. John told his cousin about Stevie's talent, and the cousin happened to be Ronnie White, newly signed to the Motown record label as one of the Miracles. Well, after hearing Stevie and John play, White introduced Stevie to Brian Holland, one of Motown's first staff producers. Holland was impressed enough to call his boss, Berry Gordy, and interrupt a steak dinner to tell him to sign the 11-year-old singer. Well, according to his sister, Lucy, and the employee, Billie Jean Brown, Berry considered a stage name for his new artist. Well, he didn't know what to call him, but he was such a wonder, he was called Stevie Wonder. Let's continue now with another great song from Stevie Wonder, Superwoman, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Mary wants to be a superwoman, but is that really in her head? But I just want to live each day to love her for what she is. Mary wants to be another movie star, but is that really in her mind? And all the things she wants to be, she needs to leave behind. Did you know me too very well? And I think I can deal with everything going through your head very well. And I think I can think very well. Wish that you knew me too very well. And I think I can cope with everything going through your head. Mary wants to be a superwoman and try to boss the bull around. But does she really think she'll get by with a dream? A woman wants to be a superwoman, and I just had to say goodbye, because I can't spend all my hours dying to cry. Now the summer's gone and love cannot be found. Where were you when I needed? needed you last winter, my love. When the winter came, you went further south, parting from love's nest, leaving me in doubt. Where are you when I need you? Say now you have changed, but tomorrow will reflect love's past. When the winter came, you were not around. Through the bitter winds, love could not be found. Where were you when I
all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Oh,
home of Motown memory. The home of Motown memory from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown memories with Tom Fallon.
Well, that was a song with a very short title. That was called As, and that reached number 36 from 1977. And before that, we heard Another Star, a number 32 tune from 1977, and we started off with a song with a long title, and that was Superwoman, Where Were You When I Needed You, and that reached number 33 from 1972. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and this entire hour of Motown Memories is dedicated to Stevie Wonder, all songs top 40, but some of which you may not have heard for a long time, if ever. Well, coming up, a song that you probably have heard because it reached number one in 1976, I Wish. Well, Stevie recalled that the day that I wrote it was a Saturday, the day of a Motown picnic in the summer of 1976. God, I remember that because I was having this really bad toothache. It was ridiculous. I had such a good time at the picnic that I went to Crystal Recording Studio right afterwards, and the vibe came right to my mind. running at the picnic, the contest that we all participated in. It was a lot of fun. And from that came the I Wish 5. Well, here it is, right here on Motown Memories with Tom.
We'll be right back.
Well, that was Isn't She Lovely? That was a song that was recorded and released in 1977, and perhaps surprisingly, that song was never released as a single, so it never charted on the top 40, and of course it was a song about his young daughter that was born that year in 1977. And before that, a song that did chart reached all the way up to number one in 1976. A song was called I Wish. Well, one of Stevie's most popular albums of all time was an album entitled Songs in the Key of Life, and it was the first album released under Stevie's new contract that was negotiated by his lawyer with Motown in 1975. At the time, it was the most generous contract any artist had ever received, guaranteeing an income of $13 million over 7 years, a royalty cut on record sales of more than 20%, and the freedom to choose which tracks from the album would be released as singles. That was a very generous recording contract that he received, and it showed the freedom and creativity that he enjoyed being part of Motown back in the 1970s. Let's continue now in Motown Memories with another song by Stevie Wonder, Overjoyed, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Overtime, I've been my castle of love, just for two, though you never knew you were my reason. I've gone much too far for you now to say that I've got to throw my castle way over dreams. I have picked out a perfect come true. Though you never knew it was of you I've been dreaming. The Sandman has come from too far away for you to say come back some other day. And though you don't believe that they do come true. For did my dreams come true when I looked at you? And maybe too if you would believe, you too might be overjoyed, overloved. I had found what I've searched to discover. I've come much too far for me now to find the love that I sought can never be mine. And though you don't believe that they do come true. For did my dreams come true when I looked at you? And maybe too if you would believe, you too might be overjoyed, over love, over me. And though they act improbable, what do they know? For in romance, what true love needs is a chance. And maybe with a chance you will find you two like I, overjoyed, over loved over you, over you.
Overjoyed. Number 24 from 1986. You've been listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and this entire hour we feature the songs by Stevie Wonder. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me on Motown Memories, I'd love to hear from you. Please email me. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. On that website are radio stations featured that stream Motown Memories 7 days a week, as well as information about your favorite Motown artists. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.